Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again. That's right, we've been here before. How many times do you think we've been here? 18 is the guess I'm going to accept as correct. But it's just a guess. This is our 18th time at the American Comedy Company in Sweet Home San Diego! Oh, you guys are so nice. Did everybody have a good... I don't know what I'm even supposed to say. Did everybody have a good Christ holiday? It's Monday, December 26, 2016. Did Santa leave any of you time to make name tags? Yeah. Holy shit, I saw London is calling on a top 20 worst movies of the year list. And here it is in the front row. London has Colin. Because your name is Colin. Yeah, and then we have Empire Strikes Matt. And here's the thing about Twitter and Douglas Movies. I know more about people than I want to know. Matt's here alone tonight because his wife didn't want to come. I had to learn that today. I don't need to know that about an individual audience member. A sad front row friend. Empire Strikes Matt. Did the wife strike you before you left the house? Has she been to the show before?
Yes,
that's why she tapped out. She probably got hit in the face with a donut. Young Franken-Cy?
Yeah.
Your name is Cy?
Yep.
Okay. And you attached some treats to that.
Yep.
Lots of tasty treats on there. Doritos, Furritos, Sour Patch Itos. Judge Ito's. What was that movie with Gary Oldman? Oh, Tippy Toes. Was that what that was called?
Yeah.
That was weird. All right, you guys. Thanks for bringing all those name tags, and good luck being chosen by one of my three guests tonight. Doug Plugs, this is the kickoff to the Holiday Taint Tour. Yeah, welcome to the taint. It ain't Christmas and it ain't New Year's. But here we are, right in the taint. I'm doing stand-up tomorrow night at the Irvine Improv in Irvine, California, at the Irvine Speculum. And then... That's a fun thing to call it, right? If you go to the show tomorrow night, you guys, I recommend Uber, because the parking at Irvine Spectrum, they have like those signs that tell you how many spots there are for each level, and I don't know if I agree with that. I think there's something shifty about those signs. Sign everywhere a sign. I'm losing my mind. Thursday, I'm at the Sack Punchline, the old Sack Punch, in Sacramento, California. And then New Year's Eve at 4:20 at the Improv in Tempe, Arizona. Plus, I've got stuff coming up in Oxnard, California. It has a comedy club now. Not deserved. I'm just guessing by the number of reservations I've seen so far that either Oxnard is not a hotbed of comedy or I am not hot in Oxnard. And then I'll be at San Francisco Sketchfest in January. And this is exciting. I'm excited to announce that I talked to my friends here at the American Comedy Company and I said, you know, it's nice to do the annual Comic-Con episode of Douglas Movies. It's nice to do the night before Thanksgiving. It's also nice to do this new tradition of the day after Christmas. But let's go deeper. And this year, it's the inaugural event. We'll see if it goes on for years to come. Douglas Movies right here on Valentine's Day. Yeah. So your fucking wife better get her shit together, Matt. But yeah, I hope to see at least you guys. Because some of you from the last time didn't come tonight. I should take roll. There should be roll call at these things. But that should be on sale right now. I think maybe you could buy tickets on your way out of here. I don't know how that works. But for all of my dates and deets of all of my shows, go to Doug/loves/movies.com. No, don't say slash in between each one. I don't know why I did that. That's DougLovesMovies.com. There's just no reason to make it longer. Like, for a while there, I was like, I'll just keep making it longer. But what? Can you imagine? Just sitting there watching me not speak for longer? From the Not Really a Corrections Department, but we were playing Build a Title recently, and a movie that ends with they, which you'd imagine there isn't one, because that's weird. A movie that ends with they is They Shoot Horses, Don't They? So you could stop annoying me about that, people on Twitter. And also, as much as that's cool that you could put that on there, you're just fucked, because then there isn't another movie that ends in they. Go ahead and bother me about that one if there is. I don't think there is, though. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. Christmas just happened, so Santa, I guess he skipped this bag. Actually, this is probably one of the cooler things that's ever been in this bag. A guy in Fort Lauderdale, Florida gave me this. It's a little tiny Bert Kreischer's face sticker. That, like, you could just put somewhere. It's him making an O face, and you could just put it somewhere if you want. A couple of hotel cookies. You know, when they check in, they're like, you want a hot cookie? I used to say no. Now I say, I'd like two. Then I put them in the prize bag. The same guy that gave me the Bert Kreischer sticker also gave me a bunch of stickers that have George Carlin on them. And he also gave me a George Carlin shirt that says, question everything. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I've also got a pipe that's only been used once. And I looted this from a loot crate. It's a Luke Cage belt buckle, but it just says Cage on it. So if I were you, I would tell people it's Nicolas Cage. And then I'd act out a scene from one of his classic films. I'm a vampire! I'm a vampire! All of that's going in the bag, plus the stuff brought by my guests. Please give a big, warm, they've all been on the show before. You know them, you love them. Big, warm San Diego welcome to Ngaio Bealum, Amy Miller, and Graham Elwood.
Take control, San Diego.
Hello.
Hello.
I heard some Santee claps in there, and I do not... I asked for a San Diego welcome. I guess it's officially in the county, but...
I had the El Cajon clap one time. But
I'll tell you...
That was in college.
I'll tell you one thing I just... I was looking up movie times today here in San Diego, and I saw that the Santee Drive-In is still a thing.
Woo!
So I got to give props to the Santee for that, because that's, Lakeside doesn't have no fucking drive-in. So
big shout out to the Santee Drive-In, everybody. Come on.
Two screens.
Yeah.
Is there a swap meet?
Weather permitting. Oh, I'm sure there's a swap meet. That's where they make their real dough. There's so many people out in the East County that have meat they need to swap. Let's meet my guests individually.
That's how you get your alcohol
clap. Am I talking? Let's meet my guests. That's the safe word is Donnie. Let's say hello to Amy Miller, everybody.
Hi.
Back again. The
Hi,
unstoppable.
Doug.
So precocious.
I'm old. How can I be precocious?
Well,
and I'm old?
I wanted the listeners to think you might be a teenager or something. But you have been, you were on the very last show we did here at the American Comedy Company.
I was.
Yeah, we were here making American comedy great again. And,
Magka.
Yeah, and it's good to have you back.
Thank you. You're so nice to always have me back. And I did the last one too in LA where I got to kiss John Hamm.
Yeah. Spoiler on that.
But it's been out, right?
If you haven't.
Out.
Oh, sure. It's out. Yeah.
Well, I kissed John Hamm.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
A lot of other stuff happens in the show. We didn't just make out for 2 hours.
Wait, you kissed him on the mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know when you're
it
trying.
It was mouthish.
What? It was like.
Did you get
side-ish?
Half his mouth?
You know when someone's like trying to kiss you on the cheek and then you're a creep and you like move over like a smidge and then it's kind of just in the corner?
Oh, this you got a corner. Little corner mouth.
Yeah.
Mouth taint?
No.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Yes, it
Wait,
was. That's the taint of my mouth. Thank you.
The taint isn't at the ends.
Yes, it is.
It's
the bottom
taint leads to the end.
Between the cheek and the hole.
Wow, that's...
So wait a minute,
Does this turn into a tobacco commercial?
So are you saying But wait, so this whole area is the
just
taint?
Just a pinch a between hole, the cheek and the hole.
Right here in the corner of your mouth.
That's a hole? That's a taint hole?
Yeah.
All right. Come get a photo with my taint after the show, everybody. Come out to the Santee Drive-In and touch my taint.
I love it when they have Touch My Taint Night out at the Santee Drive-In. Some of my friends sneak in the trunk. You got a trunk to taint touch. It's all T's all the time. Graham Elwood is here, everybody.
Hello, San Diego.
What are you wearing tonight, Graham?
I'm wearing a Batman shirt that I got from one of my nephews for Christmas, the day of our Lord Jesus baby's birthday.
That's so nice.
It's kind
wow.
of a
yeah.
Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's very...
it's like a Starry Night with Batman.
It is.
It's great being related to Graham. The whole family could shop for him at Target.
Well, last Christmas I got this Batman wallet, so
yeah,
yes,
they
can.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm the easiest person to shop for.
Yeah. So. Oh, what's happening with there's a beverage coming
wow.
in.
Thank all right. you so
Hi,
much.
Hi, how are you doing?
Thank you. All
right. Amy's got a beverage.
Don't be
Amy's
a fucking got creep. A drink. She's working.
I wasn't being, I was being nice. I have a girlfriend. I wasn't being a creep.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's every time
Tell
someone accuses
me of
being a creep.
Tell that to the waitresses in Tucson. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know anything. I'm just
World
fucking
star.
Around. I'm just fucking around.
How about a round of applause for your sexy waitstaff? Yeah. You want to kiss my taint, girls, for an extra tip? The cheek one, not the weird one.
When did it become 1989 in here? It's so weird.
What happened?
It's like we took a time warp in like 1989 comedy clubs. Everybody's all
I don't know what clubs you're working at, but
yeah, I thought it got into more of a strip club vibe there at the end.
All right,
I think that's what he was going for.
Is that what was happening?
Yeah,
I was going really actually more of a truck stop kind of a meth
truck stop
lab.
Comedy.
Yeah, truck stop.
Oh, kind of a glory hole, decade. Glory hole situation.
Yeah, I was looking for
touch
more of
this taint through the glory hole.
Yeah,
could you even get your taint up against the glory hole? I guess you could.
I bet you. Well, it depends on which one
you gotta put.
Are we going face taint or are we going downtown? What are we going?
You
downtown taint?
The,
there's only one taint on the body.
The toilet paper lid.
I beg to differ. I'm on Amy's side of the taint issue that there is a mouth corner mouth taint.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm agree
with
Amy.
I'll tell you something else there. They're taint a taint issue either.
Yeah.
That's the new style. Let's create issues that don't exist.
This whole show's tainted
Become
now.
President off of it.
I just think it's all taint.
All the time?
It's all taint, man. We are all taint.
That is the deep spiritual words of Mr. Ngayo Bilam!
Free your taint. Free your taint, and your taint will follow. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Weed and coffee, everybody.
That could be like a fun off-Broadway parody musical, Taint Misbehavin'. Maybe it's all like puppets of taint.
Hamiltaint.
Whoa.
Alexander Hamiltaint.
Alexander Hamiltaint.
That's right. I'm not throwing away my taint. Or shot.
Can you imagine like sitting down, I'm going to write a musical about Alexander Hamilton. How do I get going? Alexander Hamilton! All right. Let's take the rest of the day off. We're
it's
nailing
a lot of work.
It.
It's a lot of
We're
work.
Nailing it.
But what am I going to name it?
Ellen Bunn.
Oh, you just Hamilton. That's cleaner. That was...
it's called I Like Lawrence's Pants.
Ngayo,
yes.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me over. I love San Diego.
Yeah, it's a great place. Good times. Gas lamp quarter.
Woo!
Although I think tonight we smoked more of a grass lamp eighth. Working on smoking
still early.
A quarter.
Still
yeah,
early.
It's still
get up to the gas lamp.
It's still oily here in the gas lamp.
Right? That wasn't bad, but nobody cared.
Pretty clean.
Nobody liked it. I'm going to analyze it Pete Holmes style right now for everybody.
Go to the chart. Yeah. Do we give things for the gift bag?
If you'd like, sure. That seems like a fun place to go. Oh,
I brought weed.
Well, maybe. Maybe
prop 64.
You should have gone last.
Oh, sorry. I get excited. I can't keep a secret.
Because I don't think, you know, as much as I love everything that Amy and Graham bring to the bag, I don't know if they could top weed.
I'll rustle some up before the end of the show. I'll
I can give you some weed to give.
How much of it do you got there in Gaio, and what do you call it?
Some nugs. I think would be the technical term. I was a judge at the Emerald Cup this year, right? So it's the outdoor organic cannabis competition throughout California. I had to smoke like 300 different kinds of weed. It's hard fucking work, you guys. Fuck off. I just make it look easy. Now look, so these are a couple samples, and I don't know, we're a judge, so it's all blind tasting. So number 601, which has sort of a Diesley gasoline smell and feel, slightly piney, redolent of the Northern Hills. And number 86, which is more of a fruity kind of a hybrid. I have a notebook. Kind of delicious thing. These were
like
two. They didn't make the top. A little taint.
Yeah.
They didn't. Just a hint of feces for the base. It's copper and seawater.
Let me put those right in the bag.
It's not safe.
I have more, Doug.
But we were discussing backstage that, like, I've had guests like yourself and myself, we've wanted to give weed away on the show before, but before it became legalized here in California, it felt like a sketchy move. But you guys all have to be 21 to be in here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're only going to smoke this if it's something that you think you would enjoy. There's no, like, weird paranoid pot smokers who made a great name tag who might smoke this and do something weird and then blame marijuana.
That's what I thought.
I didn't hear.
After.
I didn't. Doesn't sound like anybody responded to that description.
Do I need to talk through a waiver and a release record? By accepting this marijuana, you hold blameless and indemnify Guile Beelum, Doug Benson, Doug Loves Movies, Amy Miller, Graham Elwood, their entire family, throughout the universe, in perpetuity.
I don't want to be responsible for the worst, you know, the worst weed flip out of all time.
Maybe just smoke two hits at first and see how you feel, I guess.
Yeah, what could go wrong with the diesel-y weed that he has in there?
Can't be any problems with that high-octane weed.
Yeah,
it is kind of high-octane. You should be a little buzzy. It's good for washing dishes.
This one smells a little bit like power steering fluid. Who wants some? Selling that out at the fucking swap meet out in... I already forgot the name of that shit.
Santee.
Santee, motherfucker. Yeah, how can you forget? Bitches. Christmas was just yesterday.
Oh, shit. Santee. Show me your taint. Santee Claus.
Let's go to the taint.
Is that you, Santee Claus?
Let's go to the taint toad board. How many times have you said taint tonight? Oh, it says too many. Amy.
Hi.
What do you have for the prize bag?
I like to have a theme, as you know, and the theme today is gifts I didn't want. These are some hideous socks from my mother. There's a DVD of Chappie.
Oh my God.
Nope.
That is a hate crime.
My
Chappie doesn't like Graham.
My boyfriend's dad gave me a flashlight. That's useful, actually.
Does it vibrate or something?
No. It just illuminates. That was only one of the ones he gave me. So I still have another flashlight and just a pair of fishnet stockings. Ooh. Wow, you guys were tantalized by these stockings. Anyone can wear them. I mean, you know, they're a 1X, so not everybody, but... That's all I have.
I'm going to put them on my head and rob a bank, but sexily.
And you can watch Chappie in them.
Somebody please periscope that if the winner can wear those and watch Chappie.
With the socks on the bottom, just waving a flashlight. Yeah. Please. Please.
Don't dream it.
Good stuff, Amy. I should mention that Ngaio is also contributing a download card for his
CD
comedy recording, Weed and Sex.
That's right. You can buy those from me.
What do you talk about on Weed and Sex?
Mostly weed and sex. There's some other quantum physics in there. A little existential philosophy.
Oh.
But mostly weed and sex.
Okay.
Keep them separate. That's his whole message. Just keep them separate.
Weed and sex go together like
Do
weed
not
and sex.
Put weed in the pussy.
Especially not that diesel weed. Oh, shit.
That's why I said copper and seawater. Look, just buy the CD. Let that slow cook. Let that marinate, you guys. Don't.
Graham.
I have a copy of the Comedy Film Nerd Guide to Movies that I'm putting in the book. Oh, shit.
When's that going to be out of print? When are those going to go up in value?
We got a couple boxes left, Doug.
Okay,
a couple more boxes of this, and then it's done. And we'll print more. Then I also have a bamboo cream hair wash.
Oh, somebody's staying in a hotel.
Oh, wow. You might call it shampoo if you're a fucking dirty, filthy garbage person. I call it hair wash. There is a cleaning and makeup remover towelette. So after you wash your
hair. Hey, Graham, do you know what my favorite Warren Beatty movie is?
No, Doug. Which one?
Hair wash. I'm sorry, shampoo. That's what I meant.
At the hair wash. Whoa, whoa.
And then.
Whoa.
And
talking then about hair wash, yeah.
Oh, whoa, whoa, yeah. Bamboo cream. Couldn't rhyme it.
That was pretty close, Doug.
Almost got it.
And then I got a shower cap.
What?
So
what,
I
are you staying in two different hotels? You can't steal both those things from the same property. They will catch you.
There you go, pal.
Thank you.
You don't need the shower cap if you're going to use the hair wash. That's just a little tip.
Oh, that is a good point.
I like to just keep for shower caps.
I like a clean shower cap. I use hair wash on my shower cap.
I'm going to need 20 shower caps and 3 more towels.
All of that.
Can be yours.
2 bags tonight. It's a 2-bagger tonight.
Oh, shit.
Somebody's going to win all of that shit. But first, we have to ask an important question. We'll start with you, Amy. And who knows?
Oh, aren't you excited?
Who knows which way we're going to go after Amy? You already told me you saw a movie this afternoon. What was it?
Collateral Beauty.
Oh,
Doug.
No!
Tell the truth. Oh, wrong one.
Wrong.
Tell the truth.
Wrong Oscar bait.
Damn it.
Like, yeah.
Like it's an Oscar-bation exercise.
Will Smith came back like, oh, you didn't give me a nod for Concussion? I'll show you fucking Oscar
bait. I can cry even harder
this
time.
I'm going to play a guy who talks, writes letters to hope. Fuck you.
It was real
bad. You should come
back,
return to sender, and that should be the end of the movie.
He's going to he's on a Jim Carrey downward spiral.
Oh, my God.
He's going to flip the fuck out unless he gets his goddamn
Oscar.
Collateral Beauty is his The Majestic for sure. That's going to make some people mad at me.
It was so bad. There were a lot of people crying in there, and then I was judging them.
The audience was crying?
$15?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, yeah, they're crying about the price.
I hadn't seen a movie in a while. I wanted to do my homework, and I fucking blew it. I got out of it like an hour ago. I don't know. I love
Helen
Will Smith.
Mirren plays Death.
Yeah.
And what are the other ones? Kate Winslet and Ed Norton are Will Smith's Holmes friends.
Is Katie Holmes love?
Keira Knightley plays Love.
Oh, right.
And then some kid
the
we just met plays
Time.
Time.
Yeah.
Who plays Parsley and Sage?
The amount of time I want to spend on this movie is up.
It was not, I don't know, I love Will Smith, and then he was barely in it, you know? I like to live my
Will
life.
Will Smith is barely in it?
I mean, kind of. He like, I thought he was going to be like the most central character, but he probably has fewer lines than everybody else, except for the ones where he's sobbing. He's not living Big Willie style
anymore.
Oh, because
he plays a guy who doesn't talk. He plays a guy who doesn't talk a lot.
Well, yeah, I'm giving away the entire movie, but you shouldn't see it anyway. It's so bad.
Like,
so
does he talk more in I Am Legend, where he is alone and there's no one to talk to?
Yes.
I think he does. I think he does. And I don't know. He should just be like a cool, like, funny action guy and, like, not have a shirt and just. He had a shirt
so you
the
want him
time.
To be homeless in every every movie?
He had a suit
homeless
in that movie.
And cut.
I just want him to be charming and not a pile of fucking tears, which, like, if I want to see that, I mean, that's what I am. So I'm an
charming
easy...
pile of tears?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm an easy cry, and I did not cry at this movie. It was so fucking bad. And they say the title a bunch of times. There's one... Do you remember the conversation where it was literally like, you have to look at the collateral beauty. What's collateral beauty? Collateral beauty is this. I don't believe in collateral beauty. Collateral beauty is real. It goes on for so... They say it like 17 times.
Oh, I can't wait to go and clap every time.
It's... I saw it alone and I was mad.
Bravo! Bravo!
Yeah, you gotta see it with a friend because...
they don't say Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice once. Just waiting for it the entire time. Give me half of it.
What's eating Gilbert Grape?
They don't say any of it. Oh. I don't remember. Yeah, I don't think they say that either.
No,
but
nobody ever asked Gilbert Grape.
I'll tell you what's eating Gilbert Grape is that he's got a fucking huge ass mother.
she's eating everything.
So it's very, very aggravating and time consuming. Dealing with
his gigantic
mother.
Wait, you're saying his mom
mother.
Is eating him? Is that what happened?
No, it's eating at him.
It's a metaphor.
He loves her, though.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Got it.
What if his name was Dilbert Dong? Would the movie be called What's Sucking on Dilbert Dong?
Somebody look that up. That movie has to exist.
Yeah, could somebody Google?
Get on that quick.
I think Jenna Jameson was in that. Charlotte Stokely.
All right, Graham, what was the last movie you saw?
Yesterday I saw Fences.
Ooh, isn't that neat when they make a play into a movie and you're like, damn, that would have been awesome if I had seen it when they were in a play.
yeah, it's they should have just, I should have just seen it on Broadway because they didn't adapt at all. It's all this, it's such a mistake when they take a Broadway play and then they don't change it for the medium of film and they just have people come on and talk.
It's a play.
Just, yeah, but this is a movie.
But also
so this you should show it to me. Yeah, but it's a waste of the format.
Like you don't always have to be sitting on a couch around one coffee table together.
Right. There's all the opening scene is obviously if you go to fucking Samuel French, you'll see the blocking in the first page of the play as how they did it and then instead of going and showing me because it's a goddamn movie. They just talk it up and talk.
If you go to Samuel French
and but request a folio,
you're absolutely right though, Graham. It's very stagey, and but also the performances are good and
they
the material
good.
Is good. It's just it did drive me nuts that it just felt like wow, I wish I had seen this on Broadway.
If you would have seen it,
because they did this every night. Intensely. There they spent, days doing it, and they got to cut and
have lunch.
If you had
seen it on Broadway, you would have walked out and gone, this is fucking amazing, because it was great theater, but for the movies, you got to... It was the problem with August Osage County. It was too fucking yappity theater talk. And like,
right, but this is... that movie failed in a lot of ways.
Right. There's fantastic scenes in it, though.
Fences is really, like, the performances, because, Denzel and Viola Davis, they did those roles on Broadway and won Tonys for it. And
Denzel directed it, right?
Yeah, and he directed it, but it's just really watching a play being filmed.
Right.
Because it's a
play. Right. No,
right, but it's a different, it's like
I know what you're saying. I'm being obtuse.
12 Angry Men was a play, Few Good Men was a play, Men was a play, and they all, you can make it into a movie and then you adapt it. You make it, you figure out ways to open it up or whatever.
Yeah.
They did a little bit of that in Fences, but Denzel didn't spend a lot of time worrying about it. What?
Nothing.
I feel like there's a fence between us now. But yeah, but it's like, it's not an Oscar grab like Collateral Beauty.
It's a good film. I mean, they should both get Oscar nominations for their performances, I think. Denzel
for sure.
And Viola Davis.
But I'm leaning towards some of the other things I've seen and haven't seen in terms of like who should win. They got their Tonys. Good for them. But they are really good.
They are good.
They're very good.
They're good.
Denzel's got like two Oscars though, right? Doesn't he have a supporting and a...
He got a Glory and a Training Day, I think. Yeah. I think that's how it broke down.
I had one of those ones too. It cost me $400. Glory and a Training Day.
Well, look how good you look.
That's what he should have done, is got Antoine Fuqua to direct Fences. Get a little fucking action in there, you
Jesus
know? Maybe
Christ.
Maybe a body count.
Yeah, what you wanted car chases. That,
yeah, it didn't have enough car chases.
Yeah.
And it needed a third act that made no
the
sense.
The Magnificent
like
Seven Fences.
Maybe bring in the cast of Picket Fences, you know?
The TV program? You're
show.
Dismissed,
yeah.
Amy Miller.
Cheadle? Was Don Cheadle?
Leave my courtroom.
No, Don Cheadle wasn't in Picket Fences.
No, he was on. There was another show. But it was
Cheadle
weird.
Was on TV.
He was on TV, right?
Yeah,
he played the
sure.
lawyer on that show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The Showtime one?
Nope.
Oh.
It'll come to me.
With Kristen Bell?
With
Five-ish Finkel?
Yep.
What the fuck show is this?
My phone is in the green room. I can't
like
look
Boston
it up.
Legal?
Nope.
Wow.
The Practice?
Nope.
This game must end.
Please. Donnie.
Have you ever whoops, thought about Donnie, a TV Donnie. Podcast?
Huh?
Me?
Doug
loves TV.
I've got one more question for Graham before yes. I ask you and Gaio.
Okay.
So think about your answer. Last movie you saw. Graham, you did a Rogue One spoiler episode on Comedy Film Nerds?
Yes, sir. That is correct. Thank you. One guy.
Now, but here's the interesting thing about Rogue One. It's like people who haven't seen it yet, they don't really want it spoiled per se.
How long do you wait? What's the etiquette?
Well, also, especially when in the first 5 minutes of Rogue One, you are basically told you know what's going to happen because it's a prequel.
Right.
And you know what happens in Star Wars Episode 4.
Right.
So what is there to spoil? Or are people that sensitive that... Just even pointing out what I just pointed out is a fucking spoiler.
Is this like if a tree falls in the thing? Is that what this fucking question
it's like
is?
Like a comedy film nerd koan.
Yeah, if a tree falls in the wood, does a bear wipe his ass with it?
If you meet Martin Scorsese on a bridge, kill Martin Scorsese on a bridge.
Holy shit, I was watching The Aviator today on HBO.
Sidebar. Oh, no, I'm thinking of The Rocketeer, but please continue.
Yeah, The Aviator. Yeah, The Rocketeer was the first Howard Hughes movie. And then Scorsese made one called The Aviator. And in The Aviator, if you guys get a chance to see it on HBO or on your own personal Blu-ray or whatever, fucking everybody's eyes are crazy bright. Like, they're all wearing... the way the movie's shot, everyone's eyes are super bright. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio's eyes are super bright blue, and a lot of other people's are bright blue, and Alan Alda's are bright green. But their eyes are all really fucking bright.
Did you try adjusting your hotel TV?
It's not the hotel TV. I'm telling you.
It's HBO.
He did kind of a Technicolor thing, but the eyes really fucking pop, and I found it distracting.
Leo's eyes.
That's it?
That's all he's got.
Okay. Anyway, what were you saying?
I saw a movie.
Yeah.
Yesterday was Christmas. And my kids, being half Jewish, we all went for Chinese food in a movie. It's a tradition. But since we're black, we saw Hidden Figures. Which was great. It was awesome. It was the best. It was like a...
Who's seen Hidden Figures?
No one here. Don't front. You know, don't. It's cool. We're friends, but, you know, fucking go see it.
How was Janelle Monáe?
There's no
is she
Will
a good actress?
Janelle Monáe was great in that.
Yeah.
Everybody was good. Kevin Costner his ass off.
Kevin Costner.
He was Kevin Costnering all over the fucking place, and it was delicious. Kristen Dunst is in it, and she's great. Everybody was really, really good, and it was well done story, and it had the good humor and the things and the crying and the stuff and the things. It was, man, if I was in eighth grade, that'd be probably one of my favorite historical films of all time. You know what I'm saying? It was really good. Like, it was
yeah,
a good,
space,
good
astronaut
like, junior
stuff.
High space. Man, fucking John, the guy who played John
Kids
Glenn was
it.
Hilarious, too. I recommend it highly.
All right.
Go see Hidden Figures. And
do
I also
you ever
saw,
recommend anything not highly?
Yes. Yes. What's the Kevin Smith Walrus one, which I like, but I can't say I recommend it?
Tusk.
Right? It's a fine, everything is well done, but I can't say I recommend the film.
Well, you could walk around saying that about everything.
No, I just say it about that one. I generally can either recommend or not recommend pretty clearly, but that one I'm like, I don't,
Well, I always go to a movie with my mother on the holidays.
What'd you see?
So since yesterday was Christmas, we went. She gets to pick, and I was
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I was very happy at her choice.
Oh, okay.
What?
He's got a new movie out.
Moana.
He does? Jean-Claude Van Damme is a new one?
I thought.
What?
On the Netflix, maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I drive down to San Diego and I pick up my mom and we look at Netflix.
That's nasty, really, because you know what
it's
comes
out. It's a Christmas
after.
Tradition. We just stare at Netflix. Smallest device I can find. Me and my mom just cuddle up and watch.
Android.
Oh, look at that, yeah, mommy.
Jean Buck, he's got your dad's quads.
No, we went to the theaters and saw La La Land.
Oh!
Yes.
That was fun.
Was that good?
It's so good.
I loved it.
Everybody says it's great.
It's ridiculously
good. It's
good
fun.
I could see why anyone would hate it. It's like perfectly hateable if you want to hate, you know, like like if you don't like musicals, it's a fucking musical. You're going to have to deal with the singing and dancing. But Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling are like they're both so crazy talented and engaging throughout. I thought throughout the whole thing. My mom thought parts of it were slow, but she also, you know, drinks her beverage by lowering her mouth all the way to the cup holder. It's like people on the other end of the row are like, is that guy's mom blowing him during the movie?
Only on Christmas.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It's just the taint.
Oh, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
But I'll tell you, like, there's not a lot of... You could do a spoiler episode of La La Land, Graham.
No, we did do a spoiler episode of La La Land, but I did like it. I don't like musicals normally, but that movie was a lot of fun.
Quite stylish.
Yeah, it's a love letter to L.A.
To L.A., to music, to
show business,
the acting profession, to show business. And that's what I, you know, without spoiling anything, I just think the movie starts so beautifully the way there's a horrible traffic backup in Los Angeles on a on-ramp.
And he takes all the side
streets
to his job as
a
weatherman, and then there's Sarah Jessica Parker.
No, there's just a bunch of people stuck in traffic, and they all get out of their cars and start singing about how they came to Southern California to follow their dreams. And then the song quickly becomes about how they're all pretty much struggling and not, you know, they don't know if it's ever going to work out or not.
It sounds unrealistic to
but,
me. I don't really.
Because the words are, it's hard to catch all the words when you're watching the movie for the first time. But basically, they're all just singing about how, what a struggle it is. But then at the end of the song is them going, but tomorrow when we wake up, we're going to be in the sun. And it's just about how, like, the struggle is real, but also who has it easier than people who live in fucking Southern California? You know?
Yeah.
The weather is so good. And then the movie goes from there. So I was like, I was into it already at that point. And it's also about jazz in Gaio, and there's no black people in it. So that's a great twist on what's going on with jazz.
That's not true.
Everyone knows there's no black people in Los Angeles.
No, like, I'm kidding. Like all the guys that Ryan Gosling plays jazz with are black. Every single one of them, I think. And then John Legend, of course, has a big part in it as a sellout to jazz. But I've said too much. No, he just wants to, you know, innovate jazz, and Ryan Gosling's more old school.
He's old school. Yeah. He's conservative.
Yeah, as white people are.
They tend to be.
Apparently
63% of them.
White people don't like change. I want my black jazz to not change.
White people?
You can kiss my black jazz. How about that? My entire funky, modern, 21st century black jazz. You can kiss.
Somebody wrote a think piece or a blog about how racist La La Land is because it's about white people and their love of jazz. And like I guess that makes sense. But I was like, if that person's mad at La La Land for not being enough about black people and jazz, they should be really mad at all that jazz. The movie about Roy Scheider as a dying white man has jazz in the fucking title and it doesn't have any black people playing jazz in it. I know it's
y'all
a leap.
Are so deep. I just wanted to smoke weed and talk about movies.
It's a big leap, I know. But you got to see this movie.
And Jazzercise is mostly white people.
There's a lot to be said for that. You make some good points.
What is it, the Utah Jazz?
The Utah Jazz.
Yeah, they're all black. They're black.
And we all, I mean, Utah is the capital of jazz, of black music.
It is
music.
Where jazz
Utah
goes to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
The people who play jazz hate coffee. They hate, well, I was going to say they hate having lots of wives, but they'd probably like that, okay.
Yeah, that part's all right.
They'd probably be all right with that. All right, well, sorry to, that was, I don't know what just happened.
Well, we'll fix it in the post.
We won't do shit to it in post. But we will say, let the games begin! People brought name tags. Pick one you like. Bring it back to your seat. And then we'll play some games. I thought I could fill this time with singing. Because we don't have any ads in this episode. But thank you to everybody for listening to the ads on this show throughout the year, for skipping the ads, whatever your jam is, whatever it is you do, thank you for doing it. We signed a deal. Uh-oh. Whole table clapping for Graham's selection.
Graham's getting cheered. Went all the way to the back.
Leave it here.
Where's he going?
And guy is going to the ladies.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies. That's what I say to my junk when I take it out. Look at that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We did it! Graham Elwood.
Oh, wow.
Who are you playing for? What is that big thing?
This big thing is Brian Sylvania 65000. And I believe his name is Brian Hadfield. So you've got all the actors. So you've got Doug Benson, Brian Hadfield, Jeff Tate, Jacob Siroff, Sam Levine, Emma Arnold, and Graham Elwood with two L's. Misspelled my name. Take this and jam it up your fucking ass.
Yeah. Pick another one.
I would have, if I'd have seen this correctly.
What about London Has Colin?
Oh, wow. I would have broke this over your fucking head if I would have seen that correctly.
jam this right in your goddamn taint, two L's. What do I look like, a fucking hillbilly? It's one L. L Wood. Not L Wood, like a fucking derelict mutant sewer liver, some kind of fucking Trump. L Wood.
I love that hillbilly has double L's in it twice. And you use that example of what you are not. I'm not a fucking hillbilly with all those L's all throughout my goddamn name.
Hillbilly.
Hillbilly.
But thank you for taking the time. Volume really one. Appreciate it. That is nice.
That's a good name tag.
Put a lot of effort into it, except checking my name when he pulled that photo from the internet, where clearly my name was spelled correctly because it was probably off of my goddamn website.
What's the guy's name again?
Fuckstick.
No, it's not. His name's Brian.
You should write a book on how to make friends and influence people.
His name is
Brian's friends, you got a new nickname for your friend Brian.
Yeah. Fuckstick. Ends with two K's at the end.
Fuckstick. Drive automatic.
But happy holidays, Brian.
Yeah,
to you
happy
and yours
holidays, and you fuckstick.
Fuckstick salutations goddamn in this new fuckstick new year, you cocksucker.
Amy?
I got Tango and Cashley. Is your name Ashley? Real throwback choice. I don't know why it's so hard to find an image of this movie online, but it's in German for some reason. Die zwei besten Cops von L.A. müssen zusammenarbeiten und wenn es sie umbringt. Pretty good. Does anyone speak German in here?
No.
Nobody?
I lived there for
Did I nail it pretty much? Thank you so much.
We got a couple
of
people think you did a great job.
Dankeschön.
The ones who don't speak German are like, that was great. God bless America.
But yeah, it's got lots of little lights on it,
That's
too.
That's why I picked it. It's like shiny. Free lights.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to... So is it okay if she keeps it?
Yeah.
Where's Ashley?
Yeah.
Ashley, is that a cool? Yeah. What?
You stole it
off of somebody's display?
Christmas is over, Ashley.
Yeah, it's done. You
Boxing
won.
Day.
It's over.
It's the first day of Kwanzaa, everybody.
I'll give it back. Nein.
Ja, aber wer ist der Junge? That's yes, but where are the children?
Du hast. That's all I know. That's all the German I know.
It's the second day of Hanukkah, I think.
Third.
So maybe we shouldn't speak German.
I don't know why.
Sorry, too soon? Too soon?
Maybe you just shouldn't speak at all.
Oh, wait a sec up to the crowd. How about them troops?
Hey, did you know that there's a car service? They won't pick you up in any German-made cars? Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, it's true. It's called Juber.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I was waiting for that.
If someone hasn't started that yet, they should seriously think about it. Because what Jew wants to be picked up in a German car?
I pick you up in a car that runs on fuel made from potatoes.
Yeah, that's good neutral fuel.
Tuber.
Oh. Shit, I did not see.
So my Holocaust joke wasn't that bad now, was it?
I didn't notice the Dixie Riddle
After
cup in your hand when I was talking to you.
Gas chamber of a joke. You got a fucking...
Wow.
Gas chamber joke?
That's a lot.
No, what would I cross the line with? I know, what did I say?
And that's that's part of the problem.
White man can't say anything anymore in this country.
It's getting close to that.
Yeah.
It's getting close to that. Unless you're an NBA coach, you pretty much don't know what the fuck you're talking about. That's how I feel about it.
Did you ever get picked up by that ride service that's a little alien with like a horn for a nose?
No.
You never taken Q-Bert?
Do Did you know Doug?
No, but
that's right. I decided to take a seat. I had to sit down after that seat. One.
Take a seat. Have a seat.
Doug, did you know Dolly Parton's starting a rideshare company?
Oh, what's that?
Booper.
Really? We're going to keep going? Because my inbred cousin has one where he picks you up in a car that runs on peanut oil. Goober.
There's a service that'll pick you up. If you are completely fucked up and can't even speak.
It's just regular Uber.
No.
I hear my rise.
It's next.
Are
it's,
you suggesting?
No, it's next level. Like you can't even you can't even operate the app. Like if you hit all the wrong buttons, it gets you to this. And it's called Stupor.
That was a long way.
Well, once she got that big laugh, I was like, do I walk away or do I try to?
Yeah, I understand.
Do I try to finish this shit?
Now I know there's.
Do
one,
I make people wonder or do I make them go, yeah, that wasn't worth it?
There's a new sex positive rideshare that picks you up and then they give you anal sex tips. Luber. What? Patience and saliva is a little long.
There's a service where you get picked up by regular age Bruce Willis or younger Bruce Willis.
Jesus. Oh.
You guys ready to start the gameplay? Please.
Oh, I'm playing for Jake.
Oh shit.
All I need is this lamp and this table and this ping pong and these pants.
Yeah, he's turned the jerk into the Jake.
The Jake.
Yeah, yeah.
I just thought it was funny. Classic, it's clever.
Yeah, classic clever.
And I love that movie and his dog shithead.
No, oh, it's a great movie.
You tattooed my name on your ass. Yeah. More people have read that than the phone book.
It's a very funny movie.
What are we going to play, Doug?
Thank you for asking.
I'm here to help.
We're going to start with Alex's, Jason and Deb's IMDb game. The name of this game has got a little cumbersome. Based on who thinks they originated the game. It's sort of become like Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Fucking hate that name, but
the Los they got Angeles good Angels of Anaheim.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim?
Isn't that it?
Maybe.
Yeah. Soon to be the San Diego Chargers of Anaheim, Los Angeles, Irvine. Sorry. Oh, it's not my fault I lost to the Browns.
Oh, this woman is getting up to leave. She's like, that's
she's
enough.
Had it. That's it.
That's bullshit.
That's where I draw the
man.
Line. Fucking Holocaust jokes are cool, fucking. But don't talk shit about my goddamn Chargers. I will fucking fight you right now. I will fight you right
damn,
now.
Damn, that was cold.
She has nothing
North
to...
Turner's a man!
She has no way to consume her drink because that was the final straw. Jesus. The San Diego Comedy Company ran out of straws.
IMDb game, you said?
When this place first opened, when this great club first opened, it was beer only. Do you guys remember that?
Yep. Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, Mike Diamond remembers.
They all waited Matt until Diamond? The liquor showed up.
Sorry, Matt Diamond. Apologies to anyone named Mike Diamond.
Is your name Michael Diamond? Nah, mine's Clarence. That was one of the best hip-hop albums of all time. Paul's Boutique, second album. One of the best second albums from any band ever.
Yep.
Riddle me this, my brother. Can you handle
it? I throw
it?
Out Weezer Pinkerton, but that's cool.
That's a good second album, too.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
You guys know how this game works?
No.
I'll tell you.
IMDb page has, everybody has a top four. Four best known for at the top of the page. I'll start reading somebody's top four. Buzz in with your own name when you think you know it. Negative one if you miss. Bonus points for each additional name if you got it. Each additional title you can name if you got it right. So quiet in here. I love it.
We're ready. It's like we're about to putt. No spoilers.
What? It's a guy eating Sour Patch Kids in the front row. It's really distracting.
I know. I kind of hella want one.
Where'd you get those Patch Kids?
They were on the floor.
Off of your sign.
He's just eating his sign.
Yeah.
Sign, sign.
I got an extra L on mine if you want to fucking bite on that for a while. Fucking bullshit.
Giving them L. They'll be L to pay.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Wow.
L-L-O.
Ho, you are correct, sir. Hermetically sealed in a mayonnaise jar.
All right. Do you guys understand how this works?
Yes. Yeah.
What are you going to buzz in with, Ungayo?
Ungayo!
I like it. I like how you seem startled by yourself.
I was surprised.
Amy, you going to go with Amy?
Amy Miller.
Oh, full name. I like it.
Always.
Graham?
Elwood.
Elwood.
I don't like the tongue motions they're doing.
I bet you don't.
All right. So Graham will be buzzing in with the character name from Legally Blonde.
Yep. That's what it was. It's a film
Elwood.
Reference.
Snap and drop.
Yeah. What happened?
I just noticed he had a medicated brownie sitting next to his sign.
Oh, next to his London is calling sign.
I can't eat it now, dude. I got to talk. I mean, thank you. After the show.
Take one kick in for like 45 minutes.
Dude, you can't time a Corova note. I had an existential fucking crisis on a Greyhound bus thanks to a fucking Corova chocolate chip cookie one time at 2 o'clock in the morning. So don't fucking tell me.
I love this woman.
I know
just
my
gave,
drugs, you guys. I
love this woman
weed.
Just gave Ngayo and Doug Benson marijuana tips.
Hey,
it takes a while.
You can still learn. You can still learn. It does, but Corova, that shit hits me. I know my brands.
Don't worry about it. It'll kick in during the Trump administration.
It's just what I need.
All right, here we go. That's what all medicated marijuana should say.
Take in case of Trump.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Right, legal weed and Donald Trump, because we're going to need to be high as hell to fight this shit all the fucking time. All right, anyway, keep going.
Straight
Sorry,
up.
Sorry, I didn't mean to upset your fans in Iowa. Go.
Thank you. Thank you for yielding the floor, Senator Bielum.
I reserve the rest of my time.
Whose top four on IMDb starts with Guardians of the Galaxy? Second movie? Jurassic World.
Ungayo. Right.
Oh, he got in there ahead of Elwood. What do you think it is, Ungayo?
Crisp Rat.
Oh, it is a Crisp Rat. Very good. So you get 1 point for that, and you get one more bonus point. You get to name two more Chris Pratt vehicles.
Two Was more. He in two more?
Two more. Two more Chris Pratt things that may be listed in his top four.
Parks and Rec.
And one more.
Yeah, don't cheat, you guys. right, Parks and then Rec. MASH. I don't fucking know.
You remember that episode of MASH he was in, you guys?
He was like three.
He was the baby when it was like, you got the baby. it was Chris Pratt was the baby that also was played by a rooster.
You got one of those, right? Parks and Recreation. And then the other one they listed was Her.
Oh.
Yeah, the motion picture Her.
Okay.
I like that movie.
Scarlett Johansson? Okay.
Yeah, he works in the... He's at the front desk at the place where he writes his greeting cards.
That guy's like, I want to fuck my phone.
Yeah, that's a pretty good impression.
That's that movie in a nutshell.
Didn't he also... Wasn't he banging a mannequin in a different movie for a while? Or is that a different...
What?
Oh, no, sorry.
Ryan Gosling was in the... Real Girl, Lars and the Real Girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Someone fucking loves that.
I know.
Caucasians
white
banging
people,
inanimate
yeah.
objects and fucking.
They can't handle real women,
raping
yo.
Robots and shit. You guys are weird, man. NASCAR's cool, I guess, but.
Okay, so Chris Pratt was the correct answer to the first round. Now we're going to play another round. And, Ngayo's in the lead with 2 points. Play 3 rounds and a tiebreaker if necessary. Who's best known for Kingdom of Heaven? Underworld.
Amy Miller.
Oh, what do you got?
Kevin Costner.
Not Waterworld.
Are you sure?
I am. I'm at 90%. I'm at 95%. I'm 90% water. The next title. So Amy, you're out.
That makes sense.
Midnight in Paris. And the final of the four listed, worth 1 point if you can get in and get it, Frost Nixon.
Elwood.
What do you got? What do you got, Elwood?
Michael Sheen?
That's correct.
Boom! Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, he's got an interesting top four. I'd rather see like 30 Rock in there, maybe maybe one of the Twilight movies where he acts extra crazy.
Extra crazy.
Yeah, he has a lot of fun in those movies. All right. Gaio has 2 points, Graham has one, Amy has -1.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Girl power.
I don't know why you're cheering for that, but that's good. It's nice.
Encouragement.
It's encouragement.
You should encourage her in German.
Where were you yesterday when the Chargers were playing?
Ausgezeichnet.
I was at the Raiders game. Oh, no, that was 2 days ago.
Same thing.
Same day, right? Yeah.
Don't bring up the Raiders.
Why?
Oh, wow. I mean, I should... Let me rephrase. Let's talk about movies.
I watched any given
that girl that got up earlier is going to cut you if you say Raiders again.
Her dude's like, yep. I got my ear reattached last week.
Fuck. That's hardcore.
Who's top four on IMDb starts with The Hunger Games? Lots of people in The Hunger Games.
Amy Miller
wants to guess anyway. Coming back from behind. What do you got?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence is correct.
Wow.
It's a gamble. I like to gamble.
Good gamble. Now you get to name 3 more Jennifer Lawrence. J-Law, as I call her when she doesn't answer.
Okay. Joy.
2 more.
Silver Linings Playbook.
1 more.
Another Hunger Games, Doug?
Exact title, please.
Hunger Games. Isn't there like
First of all, good
like,
guess. 3? Second of all, shut up.
Like a mocking something in it?
Shush!
Huh, Mox?
Stop it!
Shut up!
Why are you helping?
Hunger Games Mockingjay.
Okay, it's a good try. But that, only the first Hunger Games made her top four. The others are... So, Amy, that getting Hunger Games right brought you up to zero. And then...
Thank you.
Her other three are Winter's Bone.
Oh.
Sorry. Why? It's cold outside.
American Hustle. And Silver Linings Playbook.
Okay, 1 point
which
for me.
Means, but that brings you up to a tie with Graham with 1 point each. But Ngaio wins this game with 2 points.
Oh, yeah. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam.
However, it's the most points I've ever had on this show.
And I love that thanks to Graham Elwood, we have like little fun music in between the games. Fun transitional music. Now it's time to play ABCD's Nuts. Now, as you know, these nuts are right next to my taint.
These nuts,
this show is kicking off my holiday taint tour, so I'd be remiss if we didn't spell holiday taint. So Ngaio, you get to go first, then we'll go to Amy, and then Graham.
You just name a movie that starts with that letter?
What starts with the next letter in spelling holiday taint. So any movie, Ngaio, that begins with the letter H would qualify for you to stay in this game.
Hellraiser.
Hellraiser begins with an H. I worry about the guy with the pins on his face because I think, what if he trips?
I think he's already tripping.
Yeah, but
he's like tripping throughout that whole movie.
I don't want them to get pushed in further.
If you fall down and push pins in your face, young man, don't come running to me.
Exactly. I went with a movie called Holiday Inn. Yeah.
Oh, sure. That's an old holiday winter movie.
Old classic holiday winter movie. All right, Amy.
Am I supposed to do H or O?
O.
Othello. Yeah. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Okay. Do you want to just say a lot of O's?
I didn't know if you would give me Othello.
You just got to stick to one. Well, okay. And when you went Othello, you would have been right if you just stopped at O. Because there was an Othello.
I'm sorry, Doug.
Just called O. No, you're killing it. You gave me three correct answers. Alex on Jeopardy would love that if you had multiple correct answers. I went with Ocean's 11 from 1960. Yeah, that one.
The Rat Pack.
Yeah. L is your letter, Graham.
Live and Let Die.
Elwood.
Is there two L's or one?
You're going Live and Let Die?
Yes, sir.
I went with Looking for Mr. Goodbar.
Oh, mm-hmm. What a weirdo.
Yeah.
Did she die in that?
I is your next letter there, Ngaio.
All right. iRobot.
No, I went with It's a Wonderful Life.
I was going to go with Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
That's cool.
You could go with any of the Indiana Jones
movies except for Raiders.
Yes. We're trying to match you.
Begins with R.
I didn't know that.
D. It's not important to know that. D.
Dumb and Dumber.
No. I mean, yes. But I picked everybody's favorite Christmas movie, Die Hard. Finally, we can end this debate. I don't know why it's a hot debate all of a sudden.
It's not a debate.
It's a distraction is what it is.
It's a good Christmas movie right up there with Lethal Weapon. Lethal Weapon, once again, the finest, and I've said this before and I stand by it, it is the finest action series. The finest of all the action series.
Yes, sir.
More than your Fastest and your Furious.
But those movies are about family.
That's true. But they're all about him.
Yeah.
Hey, Graham.
Hey, Graham. Hey.
Hey.
Ho.
Oh.
Hey. I have some A movies, but I can't think of a Christmas one.
Oh, that's what this is? Christmas
no,
ones?
No, it's not. Is it?
Not really.
No, you're just trying to match Doug.
Yeah, but he's been picking all Christmas movies.
Oh, fair. God.
You haven't noticed the trend? Let's go with... shit, I don't know. All right, and Justice for All.
I went with Assault on Precinct 13.
Because nothing says Christmas.
See? Took place on Christmas.
Did it?
Christmas Eve.
Ngayo, why?
I ask myself that every day. It's roll a joint, stare into the abyss, have my coffee. Fap. D's nuts? Are you okay over there?
You got a movie that begins with why?
I probably do. We'll come up with one. Is there one called... I don't know why this is such a challenge. All of a sudden. Give me a minute.
Yeah, Yule Night? Mine plays games. What?
Yule Night?
Yule Night?
Sure, just fuck it.
All right, I don't get to say this often in this game. You're out.
All right. I can live with that.
Amy, why?
What? Oh.
Oh, I have why now?
Yeah, because you guy who couldn't do it.
I bet you that's a movie. It's a horror film.
Yule Night?
Y-U-L-E.
Yeah, no, I get what you were going for.
I fucking look it up.
If anything, it would be called Yule Log.
And it'd Your
be about,
log?
It'd be about a murderer that chokes people with a log.
You don't have to murder them, Doug.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amy?
Yard, but the longest one.
That's the prequel, actually, to The Longest Yard. It's a great movie. It's before the prison was built. It's fantastic.
Okay, Amy, you're out. Graham?
So why's on me, huh?
Yeah.
Harder than it looks, fuckers.
I know.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Why him?
Yeah. Yes. Yellow.
Let's go Young Guns.
Young Guns. Yes.
Yellow Submarine.
I went with Yanks.
What? Not what a high that? School play, but like an actual movie.
All did. Right, Graham, T. This is just for fun. You win.
Oh, okay.
T. Boo.
How about the Burt Reynolds classic, The End?
Oh. The Poseidon Adventure. A.
Arrival.
Are we there yet? I.
I.
Oh. I.
Inglourious Bastards.
In Bruges. H. And I'm sorry.
Wait, what does it mean?
N.
I put an H in taint.
That's what they say about you.
Oh, that's how they say it in the South. I'd like you to enjoy my taint.
Would you do me a kindness and tickle my taint? The juniper breeze is blowing through my taint this afternoon.
Bless your heart.
N.
N is for me?
Yeah, N.
Neverland.
Next.
What?
It's a horror movie.
Okay. I went with New Year's Eve.
Oh, right.
T. Terror Train. Trading Places. 200 Cigarettes. All of those movies take place on Christmas or New Year's.
Hey.
Yeah. Fucking Yanks. I had no idea. Looking for Mr. Goodbar, I had no idea that was a Christmas movie. And
it's
I guess
a feel-good Christmas movie of the 70s.
And I guess Ocean's 11, they pull the heist in the first Ocean's 11. Yeah. They do it on New Year's Eve.
I think so.
Yeah. Right. There you go. All right. So nobody really won that.
You told Graham you won already.
I won.
I did say that Graham won, but do you really feel proud about it?
Not so much you won, it's just me and Amy lost, apparently, is what
happened. I'll stand by my initial statement. Nobody really won.
But Graham continues to maintain control of the board.
First loser.
And you get to go first in this next game. And we'll switch the order around. We'll go to Amy, then to Ngayo, and then to me, because I like to play along. Because it's time to play Last Man Standing.
Is this what Ryan Gosling does in most of La La Land?
Pretty much.
Yeah, this is the part my mom thought was slow.
Stanton on these hoes.
Mom, quit drinking out of that beverage.
Last Man Standing.
Everything should have a theme song.
That's true. There's a gentleman in the crowd. We've already spoke to him. He reached out to me today on Twitter. Maybe it was yesterday. Probably today. His Twitter name is Matt_Diamond.
Matt Diamond.
Yeah, Empire Strikes Matt was his name tag.
It's cute.
Yeah.
So cute.
And so you got a suggestion for Last Man Standing? That's a good one? Or is it why your wife refused to come with you? A little bit of both. Okay. Let's hear it. Anthony fucking Hopkins.
Tony Hopkins.
Westworld, of course, does not count. Yeah, dang, it's right. That's what we all know him for now, is the guy that slows down Westworld to a crawl. Oh, shit, it's Anthony Hopkins. Let's go make a sandwich. He's going to give a speech about the preciousness of life and butterflies.
Life and butterflies.
He yells at the one guy that's working on the naked robot for putting like a smock over the naked robot. And he says, you don't need to worry about it. These robots don't feel shame because they're fucking robots. But the guy doesn't go, I just don't want to look at robot crank all day while I'm trying to fix his goddamn eyelids.
It's not making a robot more comfortable. It's just making me more comfortable.
Yeah. It doesn't even come. The guy doesn't even say that. It's just like, yeah, you're right.
Would you say that to your boss? I'm a robot homophobe.
What?
Would you say that to your boss? Would you be like, listen, asshole?
Well, I don't know. Anthony Hopkins might eat my liver.
All right, so
why is everybody acting like wow, that's a crazy reference.
Yeah, why would you?
Oh, hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Don't eat a human liver on the team.
He was just acting in that movie, Doug. Anthony Hopkins doesn't eat human livers. All right, so Graham, you have to start us off with any Anthony Hopkins. And keep in mind, all three of you, that you get a lifeline, which is the person whose name tag you chose, at any point where you...
Jake, be ready.
Where you feel like you... Okay. As soon as you feel like you need help...
All right, I'll start us off with Silence of the Lambs.
Go to that. Yeah, get that one out of the way.
How did you think of that so quickly? We already talked about it.
Graham has a very agile mind. But now it's your turn. Quid pro quo. What?
Get low.
My turn, right?
From the window to the wall.
To the sweat dip down my ball.
All your bitches crawl.
Oh,
skeet, skeet, motherfucker.
Oh, skeet. Skeet, goddamn.
Damn.
I just tried to say quid pro quo. That's all that happened. Quid pro quo, Clarice.
To the wall.
to the hoe.
Remains of the day.
Whoa, that's one nobody else up here would have said. I like that movie, though.
It is good.
It's my favorite of the, what are those movies called? Boring.
That was so juvenile. Do you know any juvenile?
Merchant Ivory.
Slow motion for me. I like it like that. Do I know any juvenile? Are you fucking kidding me? Use them.
It's my favorite Merchant Ivory movie.
Oh, Merchant Ivory.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
For Anthony Hopkins.
I like to turn the sound down and turn on some Juvenile and just watch.
Yeah, it's a very genuine role for him.
Did you say genuine?
Did you say one yet?
Ow,
or are you just going to sing?
Batman.
Batman?
Sure, fuck it.
No, that's not how it works. You have to say something that's correct. You don't just say anything and then go, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
How many times? You've been on this show 13 times.
Fuck Come on, it. Are you telling me he was never, ever Alfred one time?
No. What?
He had to have been at
come
least
on.
Once. I mean, come on, one time. He had to come in there and go, oh, Master Bruce, at one time.
All right, so let's use your lifeline.
Jake.
Let's use your lifeline. Where's the Jake at?
What?
Thor.
Thor. He was in Thor.
Thor. Good job.
Batman. He was in Yule
Thor,
Log.
Thor, Batman, close enough.
Yeah, yeah, he played the innkeeper in Yule Log, That's who right. was like, you don't have the right fireplace.
Yeah, that was great.
I might as well just get it over with. Thor 2, The Dark World. Is that right? Okay, good.
Well, that burned through a couple of mine.
Or we could add Marvel's teacher those.
I'm going to go with the movie Magic.
Oh, yes.
Super creepy.
Yes.
Super creepy.
Way back in the day.
I actually saw that in a drive-in.
That's the ventriloquist one?
Yeah.
Ooh. Graham was conceived while watching that movie.
Yep.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Ashley.
Oh, we're going to her lifeline.
I'm so bad at this game. It's a lot of pressure.
What do you got, Ashley? Noah.
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 Is that right?
Noah.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Noah. Noah. Well, I saw it. It was Russell Crowe and Anthony Hopkins
and Anthony
was
Hopkins
like, hey, what are you doing, building an ark? And Russell Crowe was like, yep.
Let's see if she floats.
Yeah. Noah. Okay. Ungayo? This one's going to wrap up quick. I like this.
Apparently so.
Yeah, it's getting us putting us right back
so
on schedule.
High.
He wasn't in Batman? No, okay. If we're just going to stab at some shit.
Okay, but let's at least establish that if he was in a Batman...
No, stab at. Go ahead.
Oh, he's not in any Batmans.
Okay, fine.
But if he was, he wasn't in Batman. He wasn't Alfred to Jack Nicholson.
No.
Right? Okay. But he wasn't in any other ones.
Okay,
either.
All right. Fuck. I had one, but I forgot.
Oh, wait. He was in... I'm just kidding.
No. Fucker. He wasn't in, what was it, Red Dragon or whatever? Yeah, fuck.
He's trying to do other Hannibal Lecter movies.
I don't know any
movies.
Of his films, I swear to God, you guys.
Yeah, he's kind of a tough one.
Gallipoli, was he in that?
He should be, but...
He should be, but
yeah,
because
he's one of the greatest Australian actors.
I don't fucking
That we've
know.
Got going.
Fucking Inherit the Wind. He was in fucking...
You gave it a good try. Anthony Hopkins is not an easy one.
What's the one? Chariots of Fire. Was he in that
No,
one?
Stop it.
Jesus Blinders. Christ.
Now you're just going to name British shit?
James Bond.
Monty Python.
Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Secret Police
Mr. Bean.
Other
Mr.
Ball.
Bean. Was
Secret
he in
Police
Mr. Bean? Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean.
All right. I'm going to go with Free Jack.
Is that the kangaroo? Oh, no. With the Emilio Estevez?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. And Mick Jagger?
Yep.
Damn. Good call.
Thanks. Graham?
I gotta go.
You going to your lifeline?
Let's do it. Just don't add an extra letter in
so
there.
So hard, Matt.
What is it, Brian?
It's a tough one. It's a good one.
Red
2. Red 2. Good job. Yeah.
Red 2.
Is that what you're gonna go with, Graham?
Oh, yeah.
Do you agree with that, man?
I do agree with that.
Red 2?
Yes, sir.
That is correct.
Yeah. Thanks, Brian.
Trying to worry you a little bit there.
Sorry, my ass just hit your sign.
I feel like Brian gave me a sweet gift that I could maybe say red. Is he in red?
First of all, you're out anyway.
Why? Why am I out?
Oh, you're not out yet?
No.
Okay. He's not in the original red, so you're out.
Fuck you, Brian. You can't even spell Graham's name.
Man, you were ready for that.
Look at this sexy waiter right there. Yeah.
Wait, what's happening? Why are we doing that?
I'm sorry.
He's being equal
opportunity. I didn't want her to think I was only creepy to the female staff. Right. I want to be creepy to the male staff,
too. Yeah, look at that guy.
I'm a liberal progressive, so show me your taint, dude.
Graham's a lib prog, and...
I have other albums.
I'm going to go with the world's fastest Indian.
Yeah. Kurt Russell?
Oh, my God. This is
oh, no, the motorcycle.
Anthony Hopkins.
The motorcycle.
Jesus. Yeah.
It was the motorcycle,
you,
right?
We're both out.
Yeah, it was a fast motorcycle.
So, Doug, is it merely just me and you?
Uh-huh. I mean, you won the prize bag for the person you're playing for.
That's right, brother.
Yeah. Prize bags.
L to pay.
But do you have another one for fun?
For fun and for free. Let's go with...
He's a tough one.
He is a very. He doesn't have like a string of, big budget ones. Well, someone's gonna disagree with their. Yeah. Well, I just sit there and look at my phone and eat Sour Patch Kids. And I can judge you.
Yeah, just sit there chewing on your brain food.
Yeah, Sour Patch Kid is absolutely brain food. This is obvious.
Well, let's get your lifeline up here to get his prizes. Where are you at, dude? Where is he at?
Brian! Come up here, buddy.
Come on.
Enjoy those fishnet stockings, dick.
And here's the sign.
Here's your sign.
There you go. Fix that fucking L before you ever show your face to me again.
You should be a better proofreader, Graham, instead of just blaming other people for
your... Congratulations.
Yay!
Way to go, buddy. Nice work. Seriously, nice work. I cannot think of another... I'm trying to think of Anthony
it's
Hopkins.
Really hard. It's
yeah, I'm tapped. What did we miss?
What? Amistad.
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 Hearts in Atlantis. Which? Meet Joe Black.
Oh, fucking Meet Joe Black.
Meet Joe Black.
Road to Wellville.
Road to Wellville.
The Edge. Oh,
The Edge
yeah.
with Daniel Baldwin. Zorro.
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 Both
something.
Fucking Zorros.
The Mask of Zorro. Ah.
Mask of Zorro. God damn it. I like that movie, too. Transformers The Last Night.
What?
The one where he kills the
edge.
Bear.
That's called
Alec
the Edge.
Oh, Alec Baldwin, the bear killing Alec
was
Baldwin.
Was he in any of the Jurassic
called
Parks?
The Edge.
How Stop. Come? It seems like he should have been one
you
of those.
Don't need to guess anymore.
I'm just asking a question. I'm
the
not
people
guessing.
Are in front of us and they know.
The people know.
The people do know.
Legends of the Fall.
Legends of the Fall.
Oh, right. With
yeah, he did make a string of big movies there, didn't he? As it turns out.
Yeah, he was in a lot of big stuff. I mean, that was good business he did.
He sure was. Speaking of business, Graham, what do you got to plug?
Earbuds, the podcasting documentary, is now for sale, ladies and gentlemen. Many of you helped make the movie possible. It's at comedyfilmnerds.com. We sell downloads starting at $7.99, standard F, high def, bonus features. You can pre-order DVDs. Those will be ready probably after the first of the year. So go to comedyfilmnerds.com and get Earbuds, the podcasting documentary that Doug Benson is in.
I will not confirm that. Amy Miller?
You okay there, buddy?
I almost fell over.
Thursday night.
Got a lot to deal with.
Thursday night in San Francisco, I'll be at Doc's Lab headlining an album release show / birthday party. My birthday's coming up. Yes. And my album just came out. It's called Solid Gold. I'll be selling it in the back along with some pillowcases that say I'm sleeping with Amy Miller that have a portrait of me on them. I'll be back there if you want to give me your money.
Oh, yeah. I'll be back there with the Comedy Filmer Guide to Movies and some CDs.
Yeah,
too.
Buy my stuff, though.
It's not.
Thank you so much.
Oh, so that guy's not creepy. I'm creepy with the thank you to the waitress. Yeah. Thank you, waitress, for doing your job. That guy, and that's okay. I got it.
No, no, he's creepy, Graham.
Oh, okay. Come by and buy her pillowcase, weirdo. You can nut into it all fucking night.
That's why I got them.
You gonna sell socks next?
I know he's creepy. I just love money.
I love coming into money. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. New Year's Eve at the Sacramento Punchline, April 7th and 8th at the Velveeta Room.
Fun.
In Austin. And check my podcast, Rolling with Ungayo, on CannabisRadio.com and iTunes and iHeartRadio.
Yeah!
That applause is great. Oh, and buy my shit. I'm selling a thing. And if you spend extra, you get free weed. Right, because the weed is free, but the little canister's $20.
And we'll autograph all your signs and everything. We'll be in the back. We'll autograph. You don't have to buy anything. Just photos, autographs. We'll do
you
it all
for
free.
You have to buy something for me. I'm not gonna. I'm just giving it away.
One more time.
It's called a soft sell.
Tawny.
Thank you, Doug.
One more time for Graham Elwood, Amy Miller, and Nia Bilam. So they're going to go set up in the back, and I've got a stall to give them time.
Come visit Humboldt.
Come visit Humboldt? Yeah. What are you doing here? That was Graham Elwood, that last one. I wish they were all Graham Elwood. I mean, I know I was about to say what's going to happen if I come to Humboldt, but I have a pretty good idea. I've been there. Shut up, Graham. You set up your merch in silence. But yeah, I've been to Humboldt and I liked it very much. But I don't know how many Doug Loves Movies fans are in Humboldt. Okay, well, you got to see the show here. What's the problem? More, give me more. All right, well, I'll see what I can do about that. What? Is there anywhere else I need to go that's not San Diego?
Santee.
Kidnap the Santee Claus, throw him in a box. All right, so one of these shitheads is confusing to me. So let's walk our way through it. Let's talk our way through it. Accidentally getting hotboxed in the chair. That's what I thought. It says chair here, but whoever wrote... I mean, I know it's tough to translate from German. But you're going to get your little blinky lights back, and that's the most important thing. Thank you guys, everybody, for being here. Have a great taint. And we'll see you on Valentine's Day. Get it together with the wife, Matt. Yeah, you force her to come here. Sit her up front. I'll talk to her. I'll set her straight. I'll be like, every major holiday from now on, you got to come here with your man. And as always, Trump is a shithead.
and accidentally getting hotboxed in the chair and getting too high to be here is a shithead.